Hello, warriors. Welcome to the Warrior Room, a place where we journey into the world of chronic illness with compassion, confidence, and grace. I'm your host, Tina Marie Medlin, founder of the Warrior Braids Ministry, a nonprofit organization dedicated to encouraging and inspiring those with chronic conditions. In each episode, we'll explore the challenges, the triumphs, and the stories of those living with chronic ailments. We will seek biblical connections to provide strength through faith as we walk together on this blessed path. Whether you're a patient, a caregiver, or simply want to pray for those with chronic illnesses, this podcast aims to educate, inspire, and uplift. Join us as we navigate the complexities of living with chronic conditions and discover the hope and strength we can have when we just hold on to His hem. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Warrior Room. Today, we're going to delve into a topic that many may find difficult to discuss. However, by being truthful and transparent, it may just provide the healing you need to forgive your illness. Forgiving your chronic illness can be a complex and personal process, but I'd love to share some steps that I've taken to help provide some peace within my pain. Number one, acknowledge your feelings. Your feelings matter. Allow yourself to feel angry, frustrated, sad, or any other emotion you might have for your illness. It's okay. Acknowledging these feelings is as important as taking the first step towards forgiveness. I know for myself, there have been many times that I've missed out on special events or even just everyday life. Missing my daughter's volleyball game, or I didn't feel well enough to travel across the state to see my other daughter cheer in her very first college football game. I was so upset at myself, at my illness, at everything. How dare this illness keep me from enjoying life? Ephesians 4:26 says, "In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry." I know there are many times we don't want to let people down. We don't want to feel left out. We just want to be normal. Being true to our feelings is the first step towards healing. Number two, practice self-compassion. We are our own worst critics. I know I am. Be kind to yourself and recognize that having a chronic illness is not your fault. Treat yourself with the same compassion you would offer a friend in a similar situation. Friends, give yourself grace. You have been handed a tough deck of cards in life, but always remember, but God. Psalm 139:14 says, "I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Number three, focus on what you can control. While you may not be able to control your illness, how you feel day to day, you can control how you respond to it. Focus on taking positive steps to manage your condition and improve your quality of life. We are all made in God's image, and He doesn't make mistakes. I know we want to have control of how we feel and what we can do, but the joke's on us because we're not in control. He is. We are here to serve Him. And I also feel we're here to show others how to live with grace, even under the most challenging circumstances. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." Do not be anxious about anything. Oh, that is a tough one. I don't know about you, but I get anxious a lot. Maybe it's from living over 2 decades with a complicated case of Crohn's disease. Just the other day, I was taking a walk in the park, and suddenly my chest started hurting. My pulse spiked up. I'm like, what is going on? Am I having a panic attack? Maybe. But why? I had just started walking. It was a beautiful day. There was nothing to be anxious about. But at that very moment on the trail, I dropped to my knees and I prayed for God to take it away. Moments later, I felt better and I was able to finish my walk, slowly and prayerfully thankful. Number 4, seek support. Talking to a therapist or a counselor can help you work through your feelings and develop coping strategies. You may also find support with others who are living with chronic illnesses through support groups or other online forums. We provide such support meetups through the Warrior Braids Ministry. We call it the Warrior Room. We meet both locally and online and would love to have you join us sometime. Finding others who can empathize with you by understanding the chronic illness world is such a profound gift. The support that you can give each other through prayer and communication is priceless. Matthew 25:35 says, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." When our faith is threatened, we need God and His people to provide the strength to help restore our faith. This journey we travel on is not easy, but we are never alone. Number 5, practice forgiveness. Forgiveness is a process that takes time. Try and let go of any resentment or bitterness you may feel towards your illness or yourself. This doesn't mean you have to be happy about your situation, but rather you are choosing to release the negative emotions and move forward with your life. Matthew 6:14 and 15 says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others for their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." I think that goes for our illnesses as well. We need to forgive ourselves and forgive our illnesses. Holding that negativity inside is good for no one. Number 6, find meaning and purpose. Focus on finding meaning and purpose in your life beyond your illness. This could be involving a new hobby, spending time with loved ones, or volunteering for a cause that's important to you. Look for something beyond your everyday aches and pains. To be honest, that is the inspiration behind Warrior Braids Ministry. I knew God had a bigger purpose for me. With 50 plus operations under my belt, I knew there was a purpose in my pain. Jeremiah 29:11 says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Warriors, remember forgiveness is a personal journey, and it's okay to take as much time as you need to work through your feelings. The impossible is made possible by Him. It is so hard to have a chronic illness. I know. It's so hard. But always remember to hold on to His hem, because one day we will all be healed. Subscribe now to The Warrior Room on your favorite podcast platform. And together with our Savior, let's provide hope for all those with chronic conditions. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and on the web. Just search Warrior Braids Ministry. Because even in the toughest times, this impossible journey is made possible by Him.